Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, of all the things you can cook, pastry can make people dread of having to make it. My next guest saw that there was a need for a good quality Irish pastry that you could pick up in the supermarket. That was 12 years ago. I'm delighted that Roll It Pastry and its owner, Mairead Finnegan, are still going, and she's here in the studio to talk to me. And more importantly, she's brought sausage rolls, which we'll be looking at shortly. Mairead, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much. It's nice, lovely to be here. Thanks for having me on.
How did this business come about?
I think it was just, it was a combination of things, really. I've always been, I was always a very keen home cook, and I loved cook and bake, and I have a house full of recipe books, and every recipe book was, when it mentioned pastry, it was like, don't make your own puff pastry, buy a good all butter puff pastry. And I found it really difficult to find this. It may have been available in the UK or the US, but certainly didn't seem to be a good quality Irish or an all butter pastry available here. So I had the idea of creating a puff pastry using Irish butter, because obviously we're produce the best dairy in the world. So to me, it made sense that to use an Irish butter. People would say, you know, French butter makes great pastry. Irish butter makes fantastic pastry, beautifully coloured pastry, because you have that yellowness and all that dairy. So it came about as a result of that. I was also kind of working full time, and I was probably a victim of the last recession. Hopefully there's not another one coming soon. But I found myself in a position where I was kind of working, doing contracts and things like that. I don't come from a food background. I worked in the area of property, so it was a complete change for me. And it was sort of a scratch. I always wanted to scratch was to get into some kind of food thing. So I decided, you know, and I was working at the same time. I started trialing this, and I started off with short crust pastry. Puff pastry took a bit longer because it was a bit more work involved, and to scale it up. So I was, the idea came about from that. So it was just kind of.
And when we look at the ingredients, you know, like it's flour, butter and water.
Absolutely,
It's like keeping the product simple is one of its real attributes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, that's what I meant about, I suppose, when I went into the supermarket, you could buy puff pastry, but it, you know, the puff pastry had like 15 ingredients in it, and none of them were butter. You know, there were different oils and all sorts of additives to kind of extend the shelf life. To me, it just seemed a very straightforward thing to do. I grew up in the kind of on a Saturday morning. My mother always baked. It was kind of a thing in the 80s. Most people baked and made their own sweet treats. My mother made pastry, and she made batches, and she put some in the freezer. So, and she used butter and flour and water, eggs or sugar, whatever, depending on what type of pastry she was making. So it was, you know, to me, it didn't need all these ingredients, you know, so that was the.
I know you work with Dunn Stores. You also provide a product for their Simply Better butter puff pastry.
Yes.
Tell me about breaking that big new contract.
Yeah, that's been an incredible experience and a very positive experience for the business. I think what Dunn's are doing is they're working with small producers, and they are working very closely to kind of and encourage them and sort of support them through the process of scaling up in terms of what's needed. They've a brilliant team in the Simply Better. Obviously, Nevin is there. And I just found it an incredibly positive experience and one which helped me scale up, because it is very difficult to get in store by store, very difficult to deal. You know, sometimes the retailers can be a bit scary. But I found their approach to working with producers, it's in their interest as well. You know, they are really flying the flag of Irish producers now under their Simply Better range. So yeah, it's been a very positive experience, and I'm really happy to work with them.
Is pastry somewhere, like when I think about it, do I want to buy pastry? Where do you go in the supermarket for pastry? Where does it sit? Is it with the frozen breads?
It's with there are other, you might say the likes of Dunn's, you'll find it with their frozen pastry, and you'll get it with their, they might have frozen croissants or frozen tarts, frozen pain au chocolat. It's generally in that kind of area. I mean, you will get some in the chilled section, but as I always say about the chilled section is there's probably more additives in it, because it's lots of stuff added, so to prolong the shelf life.
One of the things I sort of knew over the years with trying to deal with the big multiples that it was difficult if you only had one product.
Yes.
They're always looking for
more,
And when it comes to maybe associated products, where does your thinking lie? What if you were to think of five new products, what might they
be? Well, I have four products in the range at the moment. And so I have a gluten-free short crust, I have a sweet short crust, plain short crust, and then the all butter puff pastry. I suppose it would be nice to extend the gluten-free range a bit. I think there's probably more of a market for it. And it's kind of difficult to get it in. I think a lot of it, I think gluten-free kind of peaked and now it's kind of leveled off. Yeah. There was a period of time where it was a big thing, but I do think I have a really good product. I'd like to do more with that. I'm very much sticking with the pastry. I'm not really looking at doing a full range. You know, there's other people doing, you know, cookie doughs and different things like that, but it's, which you sort of think I could easily do with the equipment I have.
Your packaging as well looks really great.
Yeah.
And this is new, isn't it?
This is the new packaging, yeah. I worked with Brand Bite, which are involved with Skillnet Ireland and Taste for Success.
Yeah.
So that was a part funded.
But that packaging says to me, and I'm sorry, this is radio, but buy me because
you
can see a picture of the product.
Yeah.
It's been rolled out.
Yeah.
There's a badge on it that says Real Irish Butter.
Yeah.
A picture of butter on it as well.
No, it's brilliant. Yeah. It's a great team in New World and we worked with them to put this all together. I'm just delighted with it. It looks fantastic.
It's really guests that bring in product and you very kindly, Mairead, brought in some sausage rolls, which I'm actually going to taste now.
Yeah, that's a lovely. Actually,
I'm absolutely starving.
It's a lovely recipe, actually. It's Paul Flynn from the Tannery in the Garvan. His cookbook, The Butter. And it's a pork and apple sausage roll.
That is absolutely beautiful.
It is good. Thank you. It's a lovely recipe and he's used it. He's used the pastry and he mentioned, gives me a shout out in the book, which is lovely.
Well, we'll give him a shout out.
Yeah.
Because we know he's been on with us many times.
Yeah, it's a lovely.
That's a
lovely.
Wonderful, wonderful sausage roll.
It's a really nice, really lovely and very simple. Very simple to make.
So what about next steps then for the business, Mairead?
Well, I suppose to grow it into more brand awareness, grow it into more retailers. I am getting into more stores. I'm in 20 Tesco stores at the moment and I'm hoping to grow that. Those two, and hopefully Super Value as well. I was part of the Super Value Food Academy programme, so I am in a number of Super Values as well. So it's really just to grow it. I am getting a lot of inquiries from the UK as well. I haven't really followed up. I know I did have inquiries from them before, kind of prior to Brexit, and then it kind of all went dead. So it is something I might look at, some of the smaller retailers
over
there.
The fact that it's a frozen product does give you opportunities, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I first started this, as I say, I was a complete novice. I had no background. I thought I was going to sell it fresh, and then I thought, no, this has to be frozen. So it was a very quick decision. But it is, you know, you're not dealing with returns and you're not dealing with short shelf life, you know.
And you can make and scale as well.
Make and scale, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I've already kind of a lot of my Christmas orders kind of ready to go.
Have you?
You know? Not all of them, but a good portion of it, yeah. So as I say, the likes of Dunnes are very good at kind of keeping you informed what they need and they can with sales and stuff, so that I know what I need to get.
And finally, a little bird told me that you might be in Dingle next weekend when we're down there.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm
heading
down
more.
To Dingle. Yeah, I'm going down. We're shortlisted for in the Chef's Larder category, which is where they just, it's judged by chefs, really, products that would chefs could use. So yeah, I go down every year. It's fantastic. Bloss is brilliant. It's not just that people say, oh, there's all these awards, but this is a different experience. You know, there's all sorts of supports with Bloss. You know, it's a great event. It's a great fun event.
Tastings, all that
tastings,
good stuff.
And you get to meet lots of people. And you meet all the buyers are there. And everyone, it's a kind of a relaxed atmosphere. They also support you with mentoring. It's a different type of award. It's a brilliant weekend. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we are too. So we'll see you down there. So that's Mairead Finnegan. The business is called Roll It. Irish, real Irish butter, plain short crust and puff pastries. Wonderful products, gluten-free as well.
Yep.
So thanks for coming in.
Thanks, and also
thank you for the lovely sausage rolls.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much, Bobby.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.